Hello, this is me coming your way again, and I feel so excited. Today, straight to the point, we are going to be talking about relationships. And I think love is not enough for marriage. I think we don't just marry who we love. I think differently now. While we were growing up, we always thought marriage is meant for that one person we love. But come to think of it, there isn't just that one person we love. If we are to have a love book, there are numerous persons in our love book. We have our parents, we have our siblings, we love our business partners, we love our friends, and in fact, there are several people vigorously committed to our lives that we share love with. If we marry for love, should we then go ahead to marry all these persons, including our siblings and parents? I think we weren't told the whole truth when we were told to just marry who we love. In church, we were told, love your neighbor, your enemies inclusive. And now, I think you are getting my point now. If I am to love my enemies, does it mean I should marry my enemies? Does it mean I should spend the rest of my life with an enemy? So, you can love everyone, including those who hate you, but you can only marry one person. This means we don't marry for love. Love in itself is not enough to trigger marriage. We marry for purpose. We marry with goals in mind. We don't marry simply because we found someone attractive. We don't marry simply because we love someone. We marry for purpose. There should be goals in a relationship. Many times people divorce on the grounds that I don't feel it anymore. I really liked you, but I can't feel that love anymore. I just want to move on. You know, for many people, what we call love is not love, but infatuation. And I think infatuation is a feeling. Attraction is an arousal of interest, and love in itself is a decision. If I can love my enemy, it means love is a decision, not a feeling. If I can love someone who doesn't love me, it means love is a decision and not a feeling. So, feeling in itself is infatuation, and infatuation is not wrong. But infatuation is not enough. So, I think infatuation is a feeling. Attraction is an arousal of interest. You know, when I'm attracted to you, it means I have interest in you. It means it's arousing an interest. I am now the one who decides to pay attention to it or not. So, to be with someone for life is a choice we make, but for a reason. You don't marry someone because you feel something and want to be with a person. It is not enough reason. You marry someone because you both share the same values and see a better future together. Marriage should be tied to goals, not just love. Now you see why love is not enough for marriage. Because marriage should be tied to goals and not just love. I can love you but not marry you. Perhaps in the statement of my life pursuit, marriage is just a few months ahead, while in the statement of your life pursuit, marriage is 4 years ahead. Now, when our vision is at odds with each other, we aren't supposed to be to try fusing them together because it's gonna explode. If in my life, if I am moving a different direction from you, then we cannot work together. After all, the Bible says two cannot work together except they agree. Agreement is not a criteria to love people, but agreement is a criteria to be in a relationship with someone. Agreement is a criteria to do business with someone. Agreement is a criteria. And when we talk about agreement, it's not just about asking someone to marry you and the person says yes. Agreement means that we both agree to our visions, or that our visions agree. So when we share complementing visions, it will be like putting seeds on fertile soil. If I am to marry someone whose vision complements mine, it's like, let's say I am the fertile soil while she is the seed, or she is the seed, or she is the fertile soil while I am the seed. It can work together. Now I bring the soil, she brings the seed, and together we make trees grow. That's what marriage should be about, and not just for the selfish reasons of having you, someone to yourself to satisfy your feelings. Marriage should not be the selfish purpose whereby you pin down that beautiful woman because she's so beautiful. You pin her down and have her to yourself. That's not what marriage is meant for. Before you start dating someone, there are things you need to consider. Another way, let me put it another way. While dating someone, you should put certain things on your priority list. Don't be carried away by beautiful roses and nice outings. You know, when you were dating, you slept over in his house and then he served you dinner on bed, but the other guy did not serve you dinner on bed and all of that. Those things are beautiful, but they are not the main thing. If you are intentional about your life, you will also be intentional about who you date. You will now realize that marriage is beyond beautiful roses and nice outings. Many times we come across those beautiful people who meet our physical spec. For instance, I love slim girls. I love them slim and slender. And so the moment I see a slim lady, it catches my fancy. This is how a lot of us comes across people who catches our fancy. You know, they turn us on, they turn our necks to every direction of their movement. You know, if they move right, my neck is turned right. If they move left, my neck is turned left. And it's easy to fall for the beauty and say, this is the one I've been waiting for. But we must always remember the wise Bible proverb. That is Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30. I'm going to just read the first part, which says, charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. Charm is what triggers attraction. It is not bad to get people's attention, but it is wrong to make decisions based on attraction, because attraction can be deceptive. Beauty does not last, and therefore every decision made based on beauty alone will not stand the test of time. Marriage is a serious business, and you don't make decisions of marriage based on beauty. You make decisions of marriage based on purpose. Some people find it hard to break up and move on from an abusive relationship. They find it hard to move on from a relationship that lacks direction. But you've got to understand something. Relationship isn't about what makes you happy. A cup of ice cream or one ticket to the movies can make you even happier than some relationships can make you. Some people are in a very terrible relationship and they are scared to leave that relationship because they feel, at least, this is what makes me happy. when you look at it from one angle, it doesn't truly make you happy because you may not know the true meaning of happiness. But when you look at it on the other side, on the other perspective, marriage isn't about what makes you happy. Relationship isn't about what makes you happy. If you really want to be happy, go hiking, go play around, go watch movies if you really want to be happy. Relationship is bigger and beyond finding happiness to fulfill purpose. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. Relationship is bigger and beyond finding happiness. Relationship is all about fulfilling purpose. When a relationship or marriage is not going to help you fulfill purpose, then the aim of that relationship has been defeated. I agree that love is unconditional. If God wants us to love our enemies, if God wants us to love those who hurt us, it means that love should be unconditional. So I can just love anyone. But then, marriage is tied to a condition. Marriage is not unconditional. Relationships are not unconditional. One of the out of all the billions of persons in this world, you are choosing just one person to spend the rest of your life with, him or her, and therefore you must carefully and intentionally enter into the deal. Relationships and marriages are not things you just enter into casually. Before you sign the deal, it should be clear to you. You should know what you're doing. You don't do business with people because you love them. You do business with people because they are competent in that line of business. When you want to repair your car, you don't drive it to the hospital. You drive it to the mechanic. And when you need to do medical checkups, you don't visit the mechanic. You visit the hospital. Relationships and marriages are like business. They are as serious as your business. It is not something you do with just anybody. It's not something you just do casually. Relationships are not things you just see yourself in. Relationships are not things you just wake up one day and start it up with someone. It's not something you do. It's not about meeting someone at the mall, taking his or her number and just entering a relationship like that or getting married to them. Marriage is not what we read in Romeo and Juliet, meeting someone today and wanting to marry the person tomorrow. Marriage is beyond that. No matter how much you like a mechanic, you can't give him yourself to perform medical surgery on you. No matter how much you love a doctor, you can't ask the doctor to repair your bad phone. If you can only do business with competent people, why allow incompetent people to toil with your heart? Simply because you think you love him or her. Love is not enough for marriage. Relate with people on that level, people who are going your direction, people who share the same core values with you when it comes to relationship. That she's beautiful doesn't mean she's gonna be your wife. That you like him or her doesn't mean this is your life partner. That someone is your friend doesn't mean you've got to take it to the next level. And remember, What is competent for me may not be competent for you. If I have a seed and I want to grow trees, what I need is the soil and not the rock. But if I want to build a house, what I need is the rock. So if I, as a farmer, needs soil, and someone comes with soil, another person comes with rock. If I decide to do business with the person who came with rock, I'm not gonna succeed in my farming. So what I'm gonna do is, I choose someone who has what I need. I may like the person who has stones more than I like the person who has sands. I may love and feel more for the guy or the woman who had stones than the person who had sands. But if I am intentional about what I want to do, I am going to overlook whatever I feel and choose the person who brought sand, because that is what is going to benefit me to plant my trees. But then someone else is building a house. He or she needs another person who can bring the rock. Now you see that even when the person with the rock wasn't useful to me, she was useful to someone else. And in the same way that I am not useful to another person, I could be useful to you. So we don't measure competence from a general perspective. What is good for me may not be good for you, and what is good for you may not be good for me. So in making decisions for your relationship, you've got to pay attention to your own life. You've got to look at your purpose. What is your purpose in life? When you know your purpose in life, the question of who to get married to becomes very easy to answer. Thank you so much for joining me in this broadcast. And remember, I am George O.N. And I'll be coming back your way again with other mind-blowing teachings. God bless you.